This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Tam and I were just thrilled to get a repeat invitation to take part in Read Across America Day on Friday and read to the students at Sycamore Canyon Elementary School in Santee.
So we got to read to two classes. First up was kindergarten.
Welcome to CK.
Good morning. Look at all your nice little faces.
So this is a book called Eraser.
Eraser.
Pencil so sharp.
Everyone thinks Pencil and her friends are the smart and creative ones. It's not fair.
Oh, poor Eraser. And look at tape and glue. They can get anyone to stick together.
We all love paper. And scissors? Well, she's just kind of scary. And Scissor says,
I don't run ever. You never run with scissors.
Right?
Don't run with scissors.
What do I bring to the table, says Eraser? Nothing. I just take things away.
But you make everything look good. Eraser, I'm sorry. I think I need your help. Will you please help me?
You bet. Let's get to work.
I mean, the story really had it all. Drama.
It did.
Suspense. Surprise ending.
It was very cute.
Tears, laughter. It was great. I was riveted by the story of Eraser. Literally, though, those kids, I mean, 4 years old.
So cute.
The questions, the wide-eyed wonderment of any new person being in their classroom. It was just, man, I just needed that, didn't you? It was so great to be around kids, man. And, of course, we had a little Q&A afterwards. Well, we tried to, at least.
So Tam and I are on a radio show. It's called John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show. It's on KSON. Thank you. We've been here in San Diego for almost 15 years. 15 years this July.
I know.
We can't believe it either, because it seems that we just moved here yesterday. That's how much we love working here.
Things did get a bit uncomfortable when Tammy absolutely refused to take a picture with the class.
Okay, stop. So at the same time the teacher was saying, can we take a group picture, there was a sweet little girl in front of me asking if we could read a second book. And I said, oh, we don't have time. And the teacher thought I was talking to her about taking a picture.
She was like, oh, I don't mean to infringe. It'll just be a couple of seconds, miss.
And it doesn't even matter if we're in front of kindergartners. John just has to get his digs in and try to teach them to do the same thing.
No. We can totally take a picture.
A diva,
yes.
Tammy. Can you guys say diva?
Don't say that.
Instigator.
That is one thing I guarantee we will always do. I just had the best time.
It was a great day.
Thank you, Sycamore Canyon Elementary School in Santee. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Yeah, you were next, buddy. What's up?
Who are you?
Who am I?
Who are you? Best question of the day, John. High five on that.
That's a fair question. So I'm John, and this is Tammy, and we do a radio show called, wait for it, John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show.
Man, I command respect, don't I? When I
Who are you? That's the second graders that we visited, the second grade class at Sycamore Canyon Elementary School in Santee when we were part of Read Across America Day on Friday.
After the fall, how Humpty Dumpty got back up again.
Oh, I was always wondering if there was a sequel to Humpty Dumpty. I'm egg-cited.
That's called a dad joke.
My name is Humpty Dumpty. This was my favorite spot high up on the wall. I know, it's an odd place for an egg to be, but I loved being close to the birds.
Couple things. First of all, it was really a clever book.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it, especially the cool ending, which we'll get to in a second. Secondly, if you ever want to like lift your mood,
yeah,
go read to some kids.
They were so much fun.
We had a rough day at the office, as they say, on Thursday, and Friday was just, that was the perfect band-aid,
mm-hmm,
to get us in a better mood and just remember the important things, right?
Yeah, it was. And then, of course, we got the surprise ending with this book where Humpty Dumpty turns into a bird.
Kapow! Oh my goodness, guess what happened?
He's a bird.
And I learned how to fly.
Did you guys see this coming, that it was going to turn into a bird?
No.
I thought it was going to turn into an omelet.
Life begins when you get back up.
Okay, high five.
Look at this.
Oh.
You're this wise philosopher.
I know. That's great. That's
you
awesome.
Know, John and Tammy, life begins when you get back up.
Logan, that was very well done.
Thank you.
You guys were awesome.
What did we say to the second grade?
Thank you.
The great thing about those kids is they didn't miss a thing. I mean, they were so in touch with everything that was going on, everything that Tam and I were reading to them.
Mm-hmm.
If we stumbled, we didn't even realize that Logan, the kid at the end, was reading off the back of the book. We thought he just had this nugget of wisdom. Life begins when you get back up. Like, oh my God, it's written right in the back of the book, you morons.
Uh-huh.
God, we had such a good time.
We did. And one of the other things we got to do, too, is because the elementary school has a chicken coop, they asked us to submit some name suggestions for one of the chickens.
Yeah, they're having an in-classroom contest.
I picked Betty.
And I picked Carla the Clucker.
There we go. All right.
Betty the chicken?
I like Betty.
Is that going to win? Carla Clucker is a much better name.
Okay, we'll see who wins.
Well, we want to thank Sycamore Canyon Elementary School, in this case, the second grade class. We had an absolute blast.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.